Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Glenn Hansard's funeral dominating a lot of the front pages today. The Irish Daily Mirror, Forever Young, is the headline. The Irish Daily Star, We Thank You, Glenn. And then the front of the Irish Sun, Thank You for the Life We Shared. Huge crowds gathered at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin yesterday as Oscar winner Glenn Hansard was laid to rest. Elsewhere, the front of the Irish Examiner, shocking details about a trial where a jury was shown a dress worn by a rape victim who was also asked in court if she was wearing underwear when she was attacked. And now survivors and survivor advocates say that what this woman was subjected to amounted to victim blaming and a form of public humiliation. So the clothing, the dress worn by the rape victim, was produced during the trial of a man called Patrick Faulkner in Cork, who was sentenced last week for the rape of a 15-year-old girl during a party in Limerick when he was 18 years old. He was convicted of the rape by a jury in February and sentenced last week. But during the trial, the dress worn by the victim on the night of the attack was produced in court, and she was asked if she was wearing underwear. And this move has been slammed by Kira Mangan, chief executive of the charity Beyond Surviving. Read more about that in the Examiner. The Irish Times on the front page, Return, where you bring back all your bottles. Well, it's chief executive Kieran Foley and the board members earned a 16% increase in their pay last year. It is a not-for-profit company, and a paid-out compensation of €700,000 to Kieran Foley and private sector executives from Coca-Cola, Britvic, Heineken, Musgrave and Diageo, because they all sit on the board. And the figure is around €100,000 higher than for the previous year. So obviously the bottle recycling is going well. The Irish Daily Mail, Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan has been criticised for failing to implement vetting procedures and drug testing for Gardaí. Something we heard about, by the way, 5 years ago. We were promised this, that the guards would be drug tested and there would be proper vetting procedures. But we've a new report out by the policing watchdog which says no significant progress has been made on introducing anti-corruption measures because the minister has not yet approved the new regulations. But the Department of Justice confirmed that there's no deadline in sight for the checks promised in 2021 to be approved. Irish Independent, the housing crisis has forced one of the country's biggest bus operators to seek temporary accommodation for its staff between shifts at one of its Dublin depots. This is Airbus, which operates the Swords Express, and it has applied to retain 19 modular units and 6 mobile homes at its depot in Dublin 15. So basically, this bus company is having to put on beds for its staff in the depot. The company says the housing crisis has left the local rental market incapable of meeting the demand generated by the operation. Inside the papers, we have this Bernardo's report into the cost of going back to school. We also have a report today on the cost of going to college. And the Indo tells us that the cost of attending college in Ireland has risen again, and students are now expected to spend, or maybe their parents more than the students, they're now expected to spend €16,158 during the 2026 academic year. That's €500 more than last year, according to new research from switcher.ie. The rise is being driven by higher education or higher accommodation, utility and day-to-day living costs. If you're looking for somewhere cheap to go to college, Letterkenny is Ireland's cheapest student town. That's followed by Sligo and Dundalk, and no prizes for guessing. Dublin is the most expensive place to study. The average monthly cost in Dublin, just shy of €2,000, just ahead of Cork and then Maynooth in Kildare. So if you want to go to those places, you're going to have an awful lot of money. Now, the Mirror tells us that a former prisoner has gone viral after sharing videos showing off drugs and phones behind bars. And the paper has learned a convicted robber is suspected of running a social media account which has gone viral in recent days, posting multiple videos from inside Dublin Sweetfield prison. And they show off hauls of tablets, cannabis and phones. Now, apparently the footage was recorded, then your man got out, and then when he was in released from custody, he then put up the videos, but he was still able to take videos while behind bars. In one video, hundreds of tablets can be seen on a tray as a prisoner picks them up in his hand. Bags of cannabis are also shown off, while in other videos, it is seemingly openly being smoked from inside a jail cell. And in another video, the prisoner shows off a load of tiny mobile phones that are the size of a lighter. Never knew that even existed. Sources say the situation at Wheatfield has improved thanks to new wire mesh over the jail yard. Obviously, people were lobbing stuff over the walls and that was getting into prisoners. Now, the Star tells us there's big changes coming to the lotto. We're going to have fewer balls, better odds and more chances to win. The number of balls is going to be reduced from 47 to 45. So apparently this will mean that there will be more opportunities to become a millionaire. And there are going to be three lotto draws every week. A new Monday draw is being introduced and that'll kick in on the 7th of September. So the Star has a full page dedicated to what they call a whole lotto changes coming. Two final stories. One, will shock you. There's cheating in the Tour de France. I know it's very hard to believe of any sort of cheating going on in the Tour de France, but it is alleged in The Sun that Tour de France female cyclists have been accused of padding their bras to gain an aerodynamic edge. Several women's teams have raised concerns that some cyclists are faking a larger cup size to change airflow so that they go faster. And if you can get a bit of air into your bra, apparently you can shave off 0.78 seconds per kilometre, the study found. It's called chest fairing. It is banned by the governing body, whose rules state that cyclists cannot use their objects that could modify their morphology. So they could be disqualified there. And now judges in the Tour de France are going to be checking to make sure that the bra size for the rider is correct and that she's not taking an aerodynamic advantage. Final story comes from the Mail. Confusion over what foods should be kept in the fridge is causing rows at home. More than three quarters of people surveyed admit to being baffled about whether items would benefit from being in the fridge. Two thirds arguing with a partner over the issue. We got syrup the other day and we weren't sure did it go in the fridge or not. A lot of people aren't sure. It's also the cause of generational friction. Almost half of adults are being told off by their mothers for where they put the weekly shop. Some 41% of people surveyed are so stumped about storing produce like bread, jam, honey and fruit that they turn to Google for help. You can read more about that in the Mail. Now, they say that apples, nuts, crisps, tortilla chips, fresh herbs and berries should go in the fridge. But watermelon, potatoes, tomatoes, cake and bread should not. I never would have thought of putting my tortilla chips in the fridge or my apples, but apparently you should.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.